This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Well, this one didn't work out too well. One failed rescue attempt by a well-meaning man led to a successful rescue by well-equipped LA firefighters. At the center of it all was a black and white cat, perched high above a North Hills neighborhood in a towering tree. Now, residents said the cat had been in the tree on the north of Burnett Avenue for at least a day or two. The owner trying to coax it to come back down. Cat's been up there crying since yesterday, according to a resident. When a man climbed the tree Wednesday night to help out, he then became stuck for about 2 hours. So firefighters used a ladder to bring the man down, but the cat, he remained high up on the branch as of Thursday morning. By the way, the cat came back down on its own. Later Thursday, the man was not injured after the failed rescue attempt.
That's my favorite part of the story. The cat's like, yeah, it's like, dude, I can get that.
Anytime I want him. Who tried to do some good and did a workout? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. How you doing, guys?
Hola.
I'm doing great. Mike, positive Friday.
Yes, very positive. Very positive. Oh, by the way, I work for a aerospace company in the area. It sounds like going too far.
Well played.
Well played.
I have no idea.
Can't figure it out.
So about 20 years ago, I was at a truck stop in Spokane. I used to be a long-haul truck driver, and I was listening to these guys talking and stuff like that. So this one guy had me laughing my butt off there. He said he was at the casino about 2 weeks earlier, and he had won this big jackpot. And he was feeling all good about himself and stuff like that. And he was in Tacoma, and he was coming down to the exit at the casino there, and he seen a guy standing there with a sign saying, "Anything will help." He had his wife and hold the baby in a blanket and stuff like that. And he rolls down to the light. He says, "I'm going to do it." So he pulls a $100 bill out of his wallet, and he hands it to the guy. The guy turns around, shows his wife the $100 bill. She takes the baby and throws it in the bushes, and they head for the casino.
What?
It was a doll.
Oh, it was a doll.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
This guy was awesome.
They didn't even hesitate. They just threw that bitch into the bushes and went to the casino.
Yeah, headed for the casino.
Okay.
Damn.
I guess it didn't work out for him.
Damn.
Had a lot of those today.
I did get help at a casino. You were there, Miles. I think we're in New Orleans, I believe. And I don't remember what hotel we were at, but they had a little casino on the bottom.
Right. We were across the street from the Harris.
Okay, that's what it was. And so it's like late night. We go in there, and they got a couple slot machines or whatever. But this wasn't a normal slot machine. There's like all these different things you can play with the buttons. Whatever. I'm sitting there, and I'm dumping up my quarters and my bills. I don't remember. But there's this old Asian lady sitting to my left, and she keeps looking over at me. looking at my machine, and I'm just like, whatever, it's a casino. Everyone in a casino is weird. For whatever reason, they choose to be weird. Finally, I've never seen this move. She's just, no, talking to me. I put my money in. She slaps my hand away from the machine, presses these buttons, and I don't know what button she presses, but she's like looking at me angry, like, this one. Then she hits like the start button, and I won money. And I'm like, God damn. And she's just staring at me angry, basically like, you're stupid, right? So then, but I don't remember what button she pressed. So I won a couple bucks. I'm like, cool. I put in more money, and now she's staring at me. And I'm like, so she kind of just does, this one. And I won money. It was unfreaking believable, man. I'm like, thank you.
She knows what she's doing.
She wasn't like nice, but she was helpful, if you know
did
what I mean.
Did you cash out at that point?
I think maybe I did 3 or 4 more hands. We weren't there that long. And I maybe won $100 total. It's not that, but I wasn't winning anything doing what I was doing. And like I said, she's just staring at me the whole time, and she just lost her S on me. Leans over, hits my buttons, and I won cash every time she did it. I'm just like, thank you. And there was no, you're welcome. She just, the stink eye. I'm like, okay, you're the meanest, nice person ever.
Who tried to do some good and did it work out? It worked out. 206-803-ROCK.
Southie in Boston.
Southie.
Right? If you take the notorious crappy neighborhood.
Okay.
Right? But if you take the train up to Boston and then you want to get on a bus to go out to Cape Cod, that's an easy one. But I have my 80-year-old mother with me, again, who is fortunately a little bit of the early Alzheimer's, right? So she gets confused kind of easier, a little bit easier. The train is late. We get there. There's all these, but I cannot figure out. The station's under construction. I don't know where I'm going, right? And I'm like, just stand here. I'm like running around, this and that. And then there's just this giant brother in a very nice suit.
All right.
And I just look at him. He's like, what do you need? And I go, where are the buses? And he's like, I got you, man. And he's just like, is that your mom? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, just follow me. And he like walked me down the hall and then went, all right, take that stairwell, go there. You're right there. And I was like, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
It helps, man. It makes such a big difference. I feel like the big thing I do now, and this is every day, I'm a smoker. We have a UPS in the lobby of our building, but they have no signage out front of our building. It just says like the Bank of America Tower, and it's a corporate tower. So you always see, they walk slow, and it's always the same thing. They are staring at their phone.
Yep.
Obviously, they're confirming the address, that they look at the address on the building, and there is zero evidence that it's a UPS. So
because it's inside, and you wouldn't know it.
3 times a day, I just yell. I did it a little bit earlier today. Young brother looking around, just said, are you looking for UPS? Like, yes. Go in, make a right. It's down the street. This is every day. Like, guys, yeah. Put out a freaking sandwich board or something. Like,
it'll blown over today.
Every single day we go, and you can just tell. They go up the stairs, they walk around.
Like, they're just all the signage, so all the arrows were covered. And again, it's in South.
They covered the arrows.
Right. So everybody else just looks like they're just staying at this train station. That's when I saw him in the suit. I was like, and he's like, what do you need? I'm like, help me.
Please. Who tried to do some good and didn't work out? 206-803-ROCK.
But we smoked some crack.
We smoked crack, and it's nice.
Tell you what, it really pepped up my mom.
Hello.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tom, welcome to the men's room.
Beat horrible. That.
It's horrible.
Liquor and whores.
Gentlemen. Liquor and whores.
Hola.
Hey, you've heard the old adage, no good deed goes unpunished.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, 7 or 8 years ago, my mother-in-law lives by herself. She's a bit older, slowing down a bit. And she moved into this house that had these two little garden beds out back. But they were right down, almost down to ground level. But they were on a very nice block foundation. I said, hey, how about if I build you a raised garden bed? You think simple enough? Well, yeah, she was all for it, you know. So we did the measurements, and we got it so she could be standing up. And I said, okay, now we live about 3.5-4 hours away from her. So I said, I'm going to get things started. You know, we'll be back on a Saturday at the end of the month. We'll get it done. So I get everything. I cut the lumber. My wife and I, you know, put together a prototype in the driveway. It's perfect. We take it down, pack it in the truck. I called my son and his friend who were in college not far away from her. They showed up to help. I go, we are going to knock this out in about 2 hours. So we get back there to get started. Well, guess what?
Chicken butt.
She has very strong opinions about how exactly where she wants it. And it ain't where we had talked about and planned. And so I had to pull out that nice block foundation. We ended up getting the garden bed up, but till 7 o'clock at night, because we'd had to make the changes. And by the next morning, because the foundation was not there, it had already begun to settle. And I'm just thinking, you know, I had this planned so well, and it was almost everything that could have gone wrong did.
Well, that's basically anything you do ever when you're.
That's why you don't volunteer to do. It'd be one thing if they said, "Hey, I've heard you're pretty handy. Would you do this for me?" I still might say no, but I give it thought. But I would not look and just say, "You know what? I'm going to do this for you because you will regret it."
Who tried to do some good and didn't work out? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.